Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. We are thankful you have joined us for this week's program. And this week's program is going to be just a little bit different. We're going to be taking this week just to share some news and information, updates with you, because we are changing our podcast just a little bit. We want you to know that if you have been listening for some time, no, we're not announcing our podcast is ending again. Back in the middle part of 2015, we had stopped the podcast, but then we brought it back, relaunched it. But since then, we've had a few things happen, good things. For that, we are very thankful. And we have decided to change how we are doing the podcast a little bit. And so we're going to just take this week and let you know some updates, kind of some news and notes from around A Legacy of Faith, let you know what we are doing and what we're planning for the future. And we hope this will be interesting to you. And before I even get to that, let me say thank you. I appreciate everyone who listens to the program, everyone who comes to the website and the blog and subscribes to our email newsletter, and you are very encouraging to us, and every person who does that encourages us a great deal, and for that we are very, very thankful. This is the 49th episode of our podcast, and in the world of podcasting, we know that's not a lot. I listen to a ton of podcasts, and I was listening to one actually today before I was recording this that was on episode 137, and so there's a lot that have released hundreds and hundreds of episodes, so we're only 49 episodes in. But one thing we have tried to do from the very beginning of our podcast is to not be afraid to change some things. Now, here's the problem with that. People who are supposed to be experts in the world of podcasting say that you don't need to change all that much. You need to be consistent with what you do, and I understand that. As I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I understand that. But a lot of those people are recording podcasts as part of their job. They're recording podcasts being paid to do so or whatever. And our podcast, our website, is something we just do for the love of it, to try to encourage people. We do it in pockets of time where we can. And frankly, I don't have as many pockets of time as I once did, and I don't want to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning recording podcasts. Sorry, I appreciate all of our listeners, but I do like sleep as well. So what we're going to be doing is taking Fridays on our website to do something just a little bit different. Now, if you only listen to our podcast, if you do not subscribe to our website or anything else, let me give you just a quick rundown of what we typically do, what will not be changing, and then what will be changing. On our website, alegacyoffaith.us, we release 4 blog posts each week, just about every week. We have to say just about every week because a couple of times a year we take a week off for holidays or for travel or other things. But out of a 52-week year, about 49 weeks out of the year, we will produce 4 blog posts a week. That will not change. On Mondays each week, you will receive a post from my dad, Jim Fawn. On Tuesdays, you'll receive a post from Jeremiah Tatum, my brother-in-law. On Wednesdays, you'll have to put up with an article by me. And then on Thursdays, one of our wives, Donna Fawn, Amber Tatum, or Leah Fawn, will release a blog post. Those come out in order. In other words, they rotate weeks as this is being released. Next week will be a blog post, by Leah. None of that will change, and we are very thankful for the numbers we are getting to our website, for those articles, for our email newsletter subscribers. Again, as we're releasing this, we recently crossed over 1,100 email subscribers, and we are very, very thankful for that. If you've never subscribed by email to our website, we would love it if you would do that. Again, you can go to alegacyoffaith.us, and there are a couple of places there that make it very easy for you to subscribe. It's absolutely free. We don't send you 500 follow-up emails asking you for money or to buy stuff. We just simply send you those blog posts. They are released every day, and you will get those absolutely for free, and we're thankful for all of you who have done that. On Fridays, of course, we have been releasing our podcast, and then during the summer months, we released some guest posts. We are going to continue the podcast, but we're going to continue it with less frequency. And instead of doing a podcast every week, we still want to release something each Friday to encourage you and help you. We are going to turn Friday into a bit of a potpourri. The podcast is going to become part of what we do on Fridays. And the plan is to release the podcast about once a month, about every 3 weeks, actually, but make it a little bit longer in time. Not real long. We're not going to turn into an hour-long podcast. But we have tried, if you've noticed, to make our podcast around 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer than that at times, especially when we have guests on. But our plan is to make, when we release the podcast, to make it where it's closer to about 30 minutes in length. So maybe we can make a little better quality, a little longer, a little deeper conversations, but not release it quite as often. You may have noticed the last handful of episodes, there's not any music on our podcast. We have just done straight recordings. Again, that's just very simply because we are just not taking the time to do that. We are trying to get these out as quickly as we can and as efficiently as we can. So we're not even taking the time to do that beginning and ending editing of adding in music and transitional music and all those sorts of things. But we're going to be releasing the podcast on Fridays, about every 3 weeks. It'll be a little hit and miss. As far, in other words, it won't be every 3 weeks. We may release 2 weeks in a row and then not release for a month. I know consistency is kind of a key, but we're going to try to break that rule and see if it works, because we are still going to be releasing things on Friday. It's going to be a bit of a potpourri. There are going to be 4 P's. We'll release one of these each Friday. Of course, one of them will be a podcast. We will release a podcast from time to time on Fridays, about every 3 weeks or so. We will release posts on Friday, but I will tell you that will be the rarest of the things that we released. We release, I should say. We already produce 4 blog posts a week. Some of you don't like reading blog posts or don't like reading that many. So we will release a post every once in a while, probably very rarely on Friday, but maybe a guest post, something like that, to encourage you. Or we will release a Periscope. I enjoy doing Periscope from time to time. I save some of them. And so we will upload some of those from time to time on Fridays, where you can watch those, be encouraged by those short videos that I do, or maybe someone else does as well, that will encourage you. Or we'll release a picture, something to encourage you, maybe a quote, maybe a Bible verse, maybe simply a picture from nature to encourage you, something you can share with people on social media. And we're going to simply turn Fridays into a bit of a potpourri. Again, the podcast is part of that. The podcast is not going away. It's just going to be less often. But on Fridays on our website, there will be 4 P's done not even in specific rotation, just kind of whatever needs to happen that week is what will happen. A podcast, a post, which will be the rarest, a Periscope, or a picture. We hope you understand this change. I've been texting back and forth with someone else who does a podcast from time to time, and he and I have kind of had the same frustrations a little bit. And one of the things that I mentioned to him was, we are very thankful that our work here at Ninth Avenue is going very well. But sometimes when work goes well, it means you're busier, and things are piling up on your to-do list faster than you can get them done. We are thankful. God is being very good to us. Our family time is going well, but frankly, we do not want to spend our time telling others how to raise their kids and how to have a good marriage, and spend so much time doing that that we're failing to do that ourselves. So we are going to step back from the podcast. Of the things that we do on our website, by the way, the podcast by far takes the most time. It's not even close how much time it takes to do one of these. Obviously, this podcast this week is going to be about 10 to 12 minutes in length. If we added in music and editing and everything else, that 10 to 12 minute podcast would take somewhere in the range of an hour or maybe more to produce and make it very, very good, very high quality. We want to produce high quality things, but we would rather do fewer at high quality than simply be putting things out there just to be putting things out there. But as I said, if you subscribe to our website through email, you will still receive 5 things each week. Monday through Thursday, you will still receive a blog post from us, as you always have. And then on Fridays, instead of a podcast every week, you will simply receive one of the P's, a podcast, a Periscope, a picture, or a post. And we hope that you are encouraged by anything that we produce. As we said, our email newsletter is absolutely free, and we don't try to ask you for extra stuff. We just send those out to you absolutely free of charge, and that is something we enjoy doing, and we hope that it encourages you and helps your family as you grow closer to Christ. Honestly, as I'm recording this, because I'm recording this a few days ahead of time of when it's released, I do not know which one of those P's will be next Friday, but I will tell you that the next podcast will probably be 2 or maybe 3 weeks from now. I'm looking at 2 weeks right now, but again, some of those things are still up in the air as we're making this change and this transition. So if you have only listened to the podcast, maybe as it's come out on our website, have never subscribed to the program, the best way to make sure you don't miss an episode, since we're going to a bit of an odd schedule, is to subscribe. If you use an Apple device, you subscribe on iTunes, obviously. That's absolutely free. If you subscribe, can listen to podcasts on an Android device or on your computer, any podcatcher podcast program will do that absolutely for free. You can just search for A Legacy of Faith and you will find us there and subscribe. And that way, whenever we put out episodes, you won't miss one. You will get it as soon as it comes out, or at least within a few minutes of when it comes out, and listen whenever it's convenient for you and be encouraged by everything that we do. So that's our plan going forward. We look forward to being back with you on the podcast in a couple of weeks with hopefully a little bit longer episode, maybe an interview, something to encourage you along those lines. And we'll be a little more hit or miss with the timing. But please take a moment and subscribe to our website by email. And that way you'll get all the blog posts 4 days a week. And then whichever of the P's we produce on Friday, try saying that five times fast, and either a podcast, a Periscope, a picture, or a post, you'll get all of those absolutely for free, and we would love for you to do that, and we will see you in a couple of weeks on A Legacy of Faith, the podcast, and until then, remember, your family can go to heaven, just make sure you go there together.